Oh, okay. Good morning to everyone. So we have Chuck on the line. Hi, Chuck.
Hi.
We have
Tony Harris.
We have Tony. We have
Philip.
Hi, Philip.
Hello.
It's Tim.
Tim
and myself.
Ruiz.
Here.
Okay.
And Rob Hogarth, the staff support,
okay.
And myself.
And Rob and Glenn. Okay, Glenn, could you do the roll call to see who's on the call so it's recorded?
Thank you, Olga. I'll do that. Tony Harris?
Yes, I'm here.
Chuck Gomes?
Here.
Philip Shepherd?
Here.
Tim Ruiz?
Here.
Olga Cavelli?
Here.
And Rob Hogarth as staff.
Okay. Okay, good morning, afternoon. It's morning for me. I think it's morning for many of us, or those who are in Europe, it's afternoon. And I would like to thank you for the comments that you said on the list and the principles exchanged and some other issues that have been put by myself in a document. I don't know if you all received it. Did you see it?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
I have the latest document.
Okay, I sent a new version yesterday, which includes some other comments sent by Chuck and some other comments afterwards, and I think by Tim and by Philip. And I proposed an agenda for the call, but before that, I would like to know, when do we want to make the next meeting? As far as I know, and Glenn was so kind to tell me, that next Monday it's the holiday in the United States.
No, not next Monday, the 1st of September.
Oh, sorry, I'm so sorry, I got confused. So next Monday we will do our meeting, and we should think about what to do in the 1st of September. Just keep that in mind. And perhaps we can exchange some different dates and times to agree on a day. Or if those in the States want to do on a holiday, just we should agree on when meeting on the 1st instead of the 1st of September. By the way, today is a holiday, so Tony and myself, we are in our respective homes working for the working group.
That's true.
Okay. One thing that I include in the first part of the document that I sent, it's some issues in relation with the mission of our group. When we had our last call last Monday, I was quite confused, and I thought that I needed to go back and to check which was the scope of the group of our job. So I went to the board resolution, and I also went to an email sent by Denise Michel afterwards asking the GNSO some inputs from us, and I included them in the first part of the document. And this was not a principle, but I thought it was interesting, at least for me, to be clear on what we should do in the group and with a document that could come out as an output from our work. So I propose to review that, if you agree, and then to review the principles that you have been sending. I have some questions about some of them. Perhaps you also have some. And then we could perhaps refine it or define a specific wording or keep on working on that and see which are our next steps. One thing I wanted to do, but I had no time this week, I wanted to go further with the list that Rob prepared with the ICANN and United Nations and RAR regions. And what I wanted to do is to include all the countries in it, but I really had no time to do that. Maybe I could try to do it during this week to see, to check about balance. and to see if we want to say something about that and to suggest something new about regions or just discuss among ourselves about that. So, do you agree with this proposed agenda? Do you want to take something out of it to include something new issue, new issues in it? What, any suggestions about it?
The only comment I'd make, Olga, this is Chuck, is
yes?
that, you know, I think we should minimize how much work we do that would ultimately be done by the community-wide working group. I don't think it hurts to start exploring some thoughts in that regard, but I think that the mission is fairly clear on what we need to do, and to the extent that we get that done and still want to talk about maybe some thinking that will be done by the community working group, I'm not opposed to that, but I think we ought to accomplish the primary mission first, which I think you're intending, so I'm not suggesting that you're suggesting different than that.
Okay. Any comments? Any other comments about the agenda?
No, Philippa, just to say I agree with Chuck, and I thought that, in fact, on our last call, we had already agreed universally to say yes on the first point of the mission in terms of, yes, we believe there should be a community-wide working group and the GNSO should be a part of it, so that's worth recording, I think.
I agree with you. I needed at least for myself to go backwards and check our scope of work. One thing that that Chuck sent, a comment that he sent to the list, and I think it's a relevant comment, is that I copy-pasted the word at large. It says geographic region structure to the at large community, and I had the same doubt about why at large was in caps or not. And perhaps we could ask Rob if he from the staff has any comment about this. This wording was sent by Denise Michel in an email sent to the GNSO, specifically to Avery and to Chuck, and then it was submitted to the GNSO list. I think that I agree with Chuck that at large should not be written in caps, and it's talking about general ICANN community, but we should ask staff to clarify this, or we just take that it means about the general ICANN community. What do you think?
By the way, I sent an email to Denise. I haven't gotten a response. She's probably out. I did that right after our meeting. So.
Okay.
This
so we. Yes.
Yeah, this is Rob. She has been traveling, and I think was scheduled for some vacation time as well, but I will follow up with Denise as well to provide clarification for you all on that.
And Rob?
I think that's very important.
Yeah, my sense is...
The way we discuss this and look at it, I think, could differ between the supporting organizations and the CCNSO. I think there are some different ways they could look at this.
Yeah, thank you, Tony. Again, this is Rob. The way that the letter is written, I believe, particularly since it says structure to the at-large community in general and to the value of the community-wide working group specifically, my sense is that applies to at-large non-caps, but I will confirm that with Denise.
And it's a real simple fix. Actually, the simplest fix is probably just to totally remove at large to eliminate any possible confusion, and it's just the community in general.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I said it, I'm given this request has come anyway as a reaction to the CCSA report. It would make no sense at all if this was specifically the at-large organization.
Yeah, my sense is that's probably a typo, but I'll confirm.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Yes, I totally agree with you, but I think that we perhaps could check with Denise if there is if it's really the whole community. And I agree with Chuck's comment sent to the list that should say structure the community in general. I like that wording, perhaps more than at large. It could be confused with the supporting organization of ICANN.
Agreed.
Okay, so Chuck, just let us know when Denise sends some information about that.
And Rob said he's going to follow up on that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. So going to our list of principles, what I did is I included them in a table, and I put the principle and some comments that were exchanged in the list. I think, I hope, I covered all your thoughts and your suggestions, and perhaps let me know if I missed some of them. And I included the initials of each of the proposals sent by whom, Chuck, myself, Philip. And I, do you want me to go one by one? I have some questions about some of them, and perhaps you have some others, perhaps to clarify or to change somehow the wording. Do you think that's right to do, or you want to add some new principles and then go through the whole list? Any idea?
Olga, this is Chuck again.
Yes.
Maybe I'd like to suggest a process idea. As I was reviewing the principles, there are different kinds of principles that we're talking about here. Some, like for example, that first one that I have, really has more to do with the mission of this community-wide group, and others have more to do with the work of the group itself in terms of examining geographical regions themselves. And so I think it would be helpful, and by the way, I'm okay with the way you want to proceed, but as we do that, we might group them into different areas so that that'll kind of, as we go, naturally help us organize the principles that we have, because I don't think they're all principles for the same purpose. Some principles are for evaluating the geographic regions. Other principles are more for the mission of the community working group, and there may be other groups that we'd have as well.
Any comments about what Chuck is proposing?
Philip, I support that, and also just to say I think that even with our existing, what we've already written, I think a number of them are actually paraphrases of each other. There's very little I disagree with in the principal sections, but I think some of them are repetitive of the same idea, so we also need to consolidate when we group.
Right.
I agree with Chuck and also with Philip. I was going to do that by myself, but I thought it was not fair to not sharing with you which kind of different grouping I could go forward. So I think it's a good idea. Chuck, do you have in mind some different categories that we should group just by having a first revision of the principles, or perhaps we can keep on defining them as we go by through the text?
Now, I'm okay with just going through them in order right now, but as we do that, we can group them. The two groups, I mentioned two groups, there may be others. One group is, and I came up with this one because I realized that the first one I communicated really is more about the mission of this community-wide working group than it is about geographic regions themselves. So the two categories that I automatically think of is, okay, first of all, the task of the community-wide working group, and that, I think that's one category. So in other words,
okay,
principles related to the functioning of that group and its mission. Second category is principles related to the review of geographic regions themselves. I'm sure there may be others. Those are the two that naturally fall out in my mind.
So, okay. One is task of the wide working group and related, and the second, the review of the region. Okay. Let's go one by one, perhaps, and we afterwards we read each of them. We perhaps could specify in which category we want to group them. I also think that there are some principles that are similar in between, and perhaps we could, as Philip said, we could consolidate the text in one principle that gathers both visions, which could be similar. So I will start with the first one, sent by Chuck. The order just is as they came to the list. It's not a preference order, or I think I put it first because I think it's more important. It's only the first come, first in. That's criteria, which could not be the final order of our principal list. Okay, you want me to read the first one, or just we all have it in the computer? The topic of the makeup of ICANN's geographical regions must be considered in the context of the geographical region requirements imposed on all ICANN organizations, and hence those requirements should be reviewed and possibly adjusted in conjunction with any proposed changes to the regions themselves. I would like to change the first part of it, the topic of the makeup of ICANN's geographic regions. I would suggest any other wording that I cannot think about now, but I could perhaps. I'm not sure if I like that, makeup of ICANN's geographic regions. What do you think, Chuck?
I'm flexible. I'm not terribly thrilled with my wording myself, but was trying to come up with something that expressed the concept, so I'm open to suggestions.
Okay. Anyone has a comment to Chuck about this principle?
I think it's quite a good way to start, because you do have to consider the current makeup of let's say how we are currently defining the regions, and from that putting some requirements on how we make up the GNSO Council. So if we make any changes, obviously we have to look at how that will be affected.
Yeah, it's very difficult to seriously consider geographical regions without at the same time considering the impact it's going to have and the requirements in the ICANN bylaws for the different SOs and et cetera are really critical in that regard. So I don't think the mission that was given for this particular community-wide working group necessarily included this, but I think it needs to be included.
Yes,
okay.
And I would also add, for the work of the nominating committee, which I participated in 2 years, when you have an election process within the nominating committee, very often you will have the situation where you have a slate of candidates, but for certain positions like board seats or GNSO council seats, you can only choose candidates from certain regions, because otherwise you will provide an imbalance. So that has an impact also on the way people get elected through the nominating committee.
Okay. Any other comments on the first principles suggested by Chuck? So,
and anybody that can come up with better wording, feel free.
I don't like the makeup. It may be a problem with the wording, but maybe it's my English, which is not so wide. Okay, we go then to the principles suggested by Philip. I respected the numbering you sent, Philip, and then I took out other numbering so we were not confused, but it's not that I just made that change because you put different numbers up to 7. Okay. Number 1, sent by Philip, ICANN regions are relevant to the GNSO with respect to creating an implementation of mechanism for diversity of GNSO council members. I personally agree with it.
Any
comments about it?
Yeah, let me make a comment. Now, this may come up with a third cat. This is really kind of a nice intro statement. It's maybe less of a principle than a statement of why this is important to the GNSO. It would fit good into an introductory section of our response.
Okay, so we could think about using it as an introduction of the document.
Perhaps more, if we're thinking of categories, it might also work for other people. I mean, maybe the category is just one of relevance. We're stating relevance to us, and
yeah,
relevance to other people exists elsewhere.
So what do you suggest, Philip?
The category for this, I think, should be relevance.
And that's good, and I think that's...
what we're saying within that is, as far as the GNSO is concerned, this is irrelevant, but we know there's relevance to other people of geographical regions. I mean, Toadie just gave a good example of that as well.
Yeah.
We don't need to add all principles for that, but this would help also perhaps the thinking of the community-wide group later.
That's
okay.
Good.
Great. Okay, number two, application of diversity based on regions will need to be revised in the forthcoming new structure of the GNSO Council. Here I have a question, Philip. Diversity, I think, in my perspective, diversity should be always be relevant for the whole ICANN issues and for the whole GNSO, no matter which is the new structure. And this is when I think, should we say this here, or it is obvious that diversity should be always present for any kind of structure that the GNSO will end up having? That's my question.
But I don't think this is talking about whether diversity should be applied or not. It's just pointing out that with the forthcoming new structure in the GNSO, this whole idea of geographic regions needs to be worked in that context. So
the application of those regions.
Yeah, right.
Yes, I mean, what it's doing is picking up wording from the first principle there, and the key phrase is that the application of diversity based on regions will need to be revised. It's saying a similar thing to Chuck's first principle, actually.
Yeah, that's right. So that's actually the two could be in the same group, although it's certainly specific to the GNSO.
Yeah, it's like a subset of the general point that Chuck makes in the second part of his principle.
Right, right.
Okay.
I think it's good because, Philip says, you're talking about the application, which gets to Chuck's concern about, let's say, the GTLD registry not having perhaps sufficient members from other regions other than Europe and the U.S.
Okay, so we keep it? Just a question.
Oh, yeah.
I have.
It's a good one.
Number three, the existing ICANN regions present problems of imbalance. I totally agree.
I don't agree with that myself.
Let me make a different comment. I would say that is less of a principle than it is a value judgment.
Yes.
Exactly.
That's true.
So, and then it's number four, any change to ICANN regions should improve on this imbalance, I think should be together with three if we decide to keep it or modify it. It's like the same one with different parts. Tony, you said you don't agree?
I don't agree.
You don't agree? Could you clarify why?
I don't think we have in the GNSO a problem of imbalance today due to the regions. And I think possibly a safer wording would be that the existing ICANN regions or the review of the existing situation with the ICANN defined regions should be checked for possible problems of imbalance, but I wouldn't state that the problem exists.
What if we were?
I think it's pretty fair the way it's set up now, as far as which the five regions are.
What if we were
but
to
Tim,
change
this is
four?
To a single principle
Tim?
That says that the ICANN regions should provide balance.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you very well, Tim. Could you repeat?
That we combine the two into a single principle that just basically says that the ICANN regions, however designated, should provide balance.
That's
or
right.
An opportunity for balance, something of that nature.
Balance of what?
Of representation.
One way of combining them, and I think they is if we just made one principle like Tim suggesting, we could say any change to ICANN region should improve on any identified imbalance.
That would be fine if you don't want to get into the value judgment, yeah.
Could you repeat it, Chuck, please?
Sure. Any change to ICANN region should improve on any identified imbalances.
On any identified imbalance. Well, that's I think it avoids talking about the imbalance that Tony wants to not to mention, and it mentions that if there is imbalance, it should be improved.
I'm happy with deleting my three and making the change as suggested. I mean, just for clarity, what I was picking up there was, in fact, that I don't think we do have a problem in the GNSO, but I recognize that, in particular, the current Asia-Pacific one region is thought by many, in particular in the CCSOs, to be an element of imbalance, but... I said, for our perspective, we don't need to get into that, so I'm happy with the change.
Now, Philip, you make me think of something else, though, in what you just said, and that is that the whole concept of imbalance probably shouldn't just be evaluated in an ICANN as a whole, but it may be a different situation depending on the specific sub-organization within ICANN. So an imbalance in the CCNSO may not be the same as an imbalance in the GNSO. In fact, they may not even be factors. That's kind of an important point.
Then does that potentially hint, this is Tim, does that potentially hint at another principle that might be considered, and that is that a single set of region designations may not work the same for each supporting organization or advisory committee?
I think it does.
Which makes things more complicated, but it's technically the reality of it.
Could you repeat it, Tim?
That a single set of designated regions may not work well for all supporting organizations, or maybe all organizations within ICANN.
May not work for some supporting organizations within ICANN? A single set of designated regions may not work for some supporting organizations within ICANN. This is what you said?
Right, right.
I'm trying to write them down, so if we want to use them, I have the wording in the document. Okay.
But let's focus on that just a little bit, if we can, Olga, because there's even a broader issue here than just the regions themselves. Going back to, for example, the geographical region requirements for each of the organizations could vary. My point was that, you know, an imbalance what may be perceived as an imbalance in the CCNSO may not be an imbalance in the GNSO. I'm not sure. We may even be able to word this a couple different ways and include both of them, both what Tim said with regard to the regions themselves. You know, having them identical for all organizations may not make sense. But this whole concept of the application of geographical region requirements may need to be flexible by organization as well. And I'm not sure how to word that. Or even if we should.
Any other comments about this?
I think it's sufficient in the way that Tim expressed it. You know, we don't need to come to the solutions here. I think we just need to help pave the way to the solutions for this community-wide group. And I think both those, the revised four and Tim's new one is covers the point.
And I'm good with that.
So we agree on the text suggested by James. This is what you're saying, Philip?
Yes.
A single set of designated regions may not work for some supporting organizations within ICANN?
Or you could relate the same idea to to the phrasing of 4, which is talking about any change to Icahn Regis would improve on any identified imbalances, bearing in mind that such changes may impact different parts of Icahn differently. That's saying the same thing, isn't it? If Tim's happy with that.
Okay. This would replace your number 3 and 4, Philip?
Yes, this is my suggestion.
Sorry for delaying, but I'm trying to write this down. Okay. Any other comments about this 3 and 4 sent by Philip and modified by us? Okay.
I think that works.
Okay. Number 4, we already discussed. Number 5, there is nothing sacred about the number of regions remaining at 5.
It's a true statement.
True, yeah. I have a question. Should we say this? Or we want to state this?
I think it's worth stating only because you tend to have, you know, you tend to have rather, you know, fixed, limited thinking when you address these things. If the starting point is, you know, how do we reshuffle the 5? Well, that may not be a good, you know, maybe better is to say let's have 4, let's have 6, or let's have 10. You know.
Yep. No, it's good.
Okay. Number 6. Icahn should avoid making geopolitical judgments. Sorry. And so her regions are relevant. Refer to an authoritative third party wherever possible. Any comments?
I agree that if there is a you know, an authoritative organization of geographical regions that works for ICANN, it would be nice to do that instead of inventing new ones. The key issue is, and Philip does say wherever possible, you know, it may not be possible to find that, and so I think we have to word this carefully so that we, and maybe it's just wording it to say that if there is an authoritative organization of geographic regions that fits ICANN's needs, it would be preferable to use that rather than making up a new one. I think it's important to qualify that with that there may not be, and so we shouldn't force fit an authoritative regional organization if it doesn't really work.
Well, I don't know. I think we're pointing in the right direction, but I think there's a fundamental principle here in that ICANN is ill-equipped to make geopolitical judgment. ICANN may be able to assess a geopolitical arrangement which fits, but ICANN itself is ill-equipped to make those judgments in terms of, you know, oh, this country and that country are culturally similar, so we can lump them together. You know, what I'm trying to say is that those sort of decisions should not be for ICANN, but let's use a third party.
Yeah, I'd like to say something.
Yes, Tony.
This is Tony Harris. I think that I might be more comfortable if we said something like, in determining geographic regions that are applicable to ICANN supporting to the ICANN structure in general, existing geopolitical definitions by intergovernmental bodies or whatever you want to call them should be considered and maybe appropriate to the fit that we're looking for, or something on those lines. But not, I wouldn't say that make a statement that ICANN is ill-equipped or not, or shouldn't be doing this. I don't see the point in that.
Well,
I'm
maybe there's more than one principle here, Philip. The first principle may be just international organizations or other authorities should be consulted in making any geopolitical judgments.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you that ICANN is not necessarily well equipped to do that, and consequently they should be consulting with a lot of work that's already been done in these areas in terms of doing this work. And that's one principle, and I think that's consistent with what you said, Tony, in that we're not making a value judgment whether ICANN should or not. In doing this work, they should use the expertise that's there already. And that's one principle. And then a totally separate principle has to do with whether or not there are any regions already defined that would work.
That's true, but let's remember that ICANN was born and built as a consensus-based organization. I mean, everything that ICANN consists of originally was a point where consensus was sought. So I think geographic regions are just one more thing which are built on consensus.
And that's okay. I don't think that contradicts with what I said. I think that's consistent.
No, I'm just adding to what you said, not correct.
Okay, good.
So we should split it into two?
Yes,
into
I'm happy
two
with
principles?
That.
One could be something like international organizations should be consulted in making geopolitical judgments consulted by ICANN.
I like the term that Philip used rather than just international organizations. The authoritative third party.
Okay, so it's broader, right?
Maybe assessments. I kind of like that word better than judgments as well.
Should be authoritative third parties should be consulted by ICANN in making geopolitical judgments. You didn't like judgment?
Geopolitical decisions. How about
decisions?
Decisions.
I'm sorry, I'm not sure about consulting or third parties. I think we're just looking at third-party structures and determining whether or not they fit or not.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm sorry, I didn't follow
you. I don't think we're suggesting we need to consult third parties. We're just looking at third parties' structures and making a decision as to whether or not we like them.
So which other verb could we use? Authoritative third party should be considered?
The geopolitical structures of authoritative third parties should be
reviewed.
Reviewed
by ICANN in making geopolitical decisions.
Yeah.
Okay. We all agree on that. Reviewed. Okay. And then we have another principle. But I don't have it in written. Which would be the other one? Which is the text of the second one? I have some comments said by Tony. Determining geographic regions applicable to ICANN in general should be considered and maybe but that is covered by authoritative third party should be reviewed by ICANN in making geopolitical decisions, which is the second principle that is missed from the first one that was split in two. Or we are okay with only this one?
It might be okay with just the one.
Okay.
But I don't know.
I think the way it's... Yeah.
Tony,
do you
agree with it, Tony?
Yeah.
I had the feeling that you wanted to add something more. Or...
No, it's okay.
Okay. So we go to number 7, where there are gray areas in such a third-party regional construct. The CC manager of the territory may opt into whichever region they wish, subject to some underlying logic to avoid mere whim.
At whim.
I have a question for Philip. Do we have to talk about the CC managers here?
I was making an assumption that we would have one regional structure for ICANN, not 20. And once you have that, if you're going to have any ability to to have flexibility within that, and our thinking of the exceptions of Guadeloupe's being made as a good example of technically a part of France in the Caribbean, and there are countless others. If we're going to have the ability for a region for a territory to make a change from the norm, it just struck me that an ICANN relevant body needs to be identified to do that, and the most natural fit struck me as being the CC manager rather than any other fit for ICANN. I'm happy to.
No, I agree with the principle. My question is that if we have to talk about CC issues in our GNSO document.
Well, and why would it have to be restricted to CC managers? Actually, even in the GNSO, I'll use a registry. So, for example, if there was a registry that was located in the Guadeloupe, why couldn't the same principle apply? If there was some underlying logic as to why it made more sense for them to be represented in the Latin American Caribbean instead of Europe, wouldn't that apply as well?
Well, I was assuming, again, perhaps we haven't discussed, is one of simplicity, which is that we would have one regional structure for ICANN as we currently do.
Well, and that's okay. I'm accepting that.
And therefore, if you do have one, you need to think of which is most likely to be the most culturally in touch party, and to avoid different optings. Are you suggesting that you would be happy with, let's take Guadeloupe, CC countries happy to be in the Caribbean area, but the registry opts for Europe? Would you be happy with that complexity?
I think it might be okay as long as there was some reasonable justification for that why occurred, because I think your parenthetical is important. You don't want it just to be a whim. So in other words, there should be some reasonable basis for why that is done, and as long as that is stated, I don't think it has to be an evaluation procedure, but as long as that's stated, then I think that'd be okay, but I don't know. I'm open to others on this. I don't have strong feelings here.
Any other comments?
My instinct is that it's a degree of complexity that is probably disproportional to the benefit.
So we keep the principle.
I have a comment.
Yeah.
I see a slight risk in defining the CC manager of territory. As the authority who may opt in to say, look, I want to belong to some other region, because the at-large community, if there are some people involved from that same territory, may say, we don't agree. This is the government speaking, and we have an entirely different opinion.
Yes, you're right somehow, Tony.
I agree, but I think you need to decide who you would want to do the opting. And if you would want to say, at large, do it, then fine. But I think, I mean, perhaps we don't need to have the argument here now, but we should say the ICANN needs to decide who the authoritative party would be.
Or what if we were to take it a step up and just say, where there are gray areas in a third-party regional construct, there should be a mechanism for resolving that.
Fine.
A predefined or something.
Yeah, okay.
Fine. Just to be on the safe side.
Yeah, okay.
So,
although I appreciate what Philip was trying to do here, was simplify.
This would read like, where there are gray areas in such a third-party regional construct, there should be a mechanism for resolving that. That's what you said, Chuck?
That's fine.
Yep.
Okay. So,
it's okay.
We agree in it?
Yes.
Okay. Then there are some comments sent by myself. I think that perhaps they could be put together with some others. I-10 regions are different from other regional divisions, or perhaps we could use the same wording, as we said before, authoritative third party or something like that. This is problematic and confusing, especially in developing countries, and does not favor participation and geographic diversity into the ICANN structure. Any comments?
Could you explain what you mean, Olga? I don't understand why developing countries in particular are an issue to do with diversity more than any other country. Yeah.
Let me explain what happens, because I live with that every day since many years. A developing country doesn't not have a huge budget to send people to different meetings. And if a country belongs to different regions, it means that for some issues they should go for some United Nations meetings, and for other issues like ICANN, for example, like the GAC of ICANN. Well, GAC is not related with regions, really. But if the CC of the country is managed by the government, which in many developing countries is the situation, then they should go to different meetings which are in different regions with under a different scope. This is quite complicated for promoting the participation of people in developing countries, because it's difficult to send people to different meetings in different issues and then to coordinate it. If a country belongs to different regions, then it's a problem, especially if the country is a developing one that has a less budget. That's my concern, but I'm open to your comments.
So what you're saying is that from the low budget developing country perspective,
yes,
the closer that the ICANN regions are to third party authoritative regions, the better.
The less confusion, the less diversity in regions, the better. That's my
right.
My comment.
Yeah.
Because it you don't have budget for sending people
okay.
to different meetings, and you don't have teams of people for going to many different meetings. That may not be the case in some developing countries, but in general, at least what I have seen in some countries of Eastern Europe or Latin America, it's quite confusing and complicated. But it's only a comment. You can agree or not, and I'm welcome to your suggestions.
So are you saying then, Olga, if I try to pick up on what Philip said, is that it in general it might be better for developing countries if the ICANN regions, let's just take the are more similar to the UN-identified regions?
Well, yeah, somehow. My point is that may not necessarily be good for all the developing countries. What I'm trying to say that if a developing country belongs to different regions in different issues related with ICANN and with United Nations and with other international issues, then it's more complicated to participate in all of these different meetings and processes. And that makes more difficult for diversity in ICANN and also in the rest of the meetings. But perhaps we could review it after yes,
yeah.
Just
well, how about this, Olga? Why not say something like participation is easier where ICANN regions correspond to existing authoritative third-party regions. Does that capture it?
I'm trying to write it down. Correspond.
So participation is easier when
ICANN regions correspond
to existing authoritative third-party regions.
I would agree with that if you constrain it to CCs. Because otherwise we're saying basically what you stated originally, Philip, when we started these discussions, that we should follow one of the existing intergovernmental definitions of geographic.
Well, yeah. I mean,
that's what Olga is saying here, in a way.
It is, but I think I think it may be that we're making some principles, or maybe in this case, or statements of fact, and it may be that the immediate outcome of those take you in different directions.
But nevertheless, they
could both be true.
But we did discuss a few minutes ago that, and I think it was a point that I may be wrong that Tim made, that the definition of geographic regions may not be an equal fit for all the supporting organizations. It may not be apt for each,
yes,
for every one. So basically, that I think this point, which Olga is trying to make, would be covered there. I feel very uncomfortable about the statement which says ICANN regions are different from other regional divisions, because then we're saying,
okay,
this is wrong, and we should align with the United Nations or the OAS or whoever. And I don't think that's the safe way to go.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I think what we're saying, Olga's point was basically about participation. So,
yes,
in other words, if you look at the implications of regional structure, and if participation is your key, you may move in one direction. But if diversity is decided to be more important, you may move in another direction. But it's quite useful to be aware that, perhaps moving to improving diversity, you may lose out on participation. And doing that in the knowledge of that, those two competing objectives, I see no wrong in identifying that.
It depends how you say it, Philip, because it, the way it's stated here is very clear. Does not favor participation in geographic diversity. I don't feel at all comfortable with that.
Okay, Tony, you have a suggestion. Philip suggested a text saying participation is easier when ICANN regions corresponds to authoritative existing, and I didn't write the last word.
No, I'm not comfortable with that.
You don't like it? We can take it out. I mean, it was only a comment. It doesn't have to be included. I don't care. Taking it out.
If it's not something vital, because I think it's getting us back in the first straitjacket, which I was trying to avoid from the beginning.
Okay, we all agree that we delete it.
Well, but I think there are other elements of things that you're saying in this thing here. There's more than one statement you make in this particular section. So I'm okay with deleting that particular part, but
okay.
And that's why I asked my question of you the way I did. I didn't think that you, Olga, you intended fully what Philip was saying, and because of what Tony's concern there. But there's some other things you say here that maybe we should capture independently.
I'm not saying delete the entire comment. The second statement in relation with regions, etc., I think that's a valid point, and it goes to what you were saying the other
day. Right. Yeah, all right.
I'm not comfortable with that.
This is Tim Curry. Either add it to an earlier principle, I can't remember which one it is, but or make it that this simply makes the point that both diversity and participation may not be equally served by a single geographic structure or designation of geographic regions.
I think you're on a good track, and it may tie in. We don't need to jump there now, but something I was trying to get at on that latest one I added, I won't go there now. But I think you are on a good track there, Tim.
Yep, maybe
okay.
We can look at that again when we get there.
Any suggestions of what to do with this? I have no problem in not including the my first principle. And perhaps, Tony, if you want to suggest any other wording that we can think about it, that you feel more comfortable with?
What are we talking about now? Which of the statements?
The one that you said that you were not comfortable with. The Icon regions are different from other regional divisions. This is problematic. And
no, I don't really have anything that I would put in place of that because I think, you know, it's covered elsewhere right now.
Okay. So I delete it, okay?
Hmm?
It's gone?
Yeah, but I think Olga, you can just, you know, we can keep the concept in mind when we get
yes.
to the principle that Chuck was referring to, then let's see if we can't resolve.
I think perhaps we should think about keeping the issue, but not with this wording. That's what I'm saying.
Ah, okay.
Now your second sentence, whether we leave it the way it is. We may want to come back to that in relation, you know, that some flexibility should be allowed for representatives, and I don't think we need to restrict that to the GNSO Council. I certainly support it for the
GNSO
Council, but it probably applies generally. We may want to come back to that once we go over some other ones.
Okay.
That's a good point, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
And I think the third point, we haven't discussed it yet, which is different regions. Have different concerns. I have no problem with that.
That's kind of a relevance
okay.
issue, right?
That's kind of a relevant that could go perhaps in the first part of the document.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. So then we go to team comments. The designation of ICANN regions should take into consideration the varying views, concerns, and interests of the users and residents of various parts of the world. The designation of regions should provide the opportunity for those diverse views to be fairly represented within ICANN processes. I think this principle includes, reading it now, includes what I wanted to say in mind. So I think it's a different perspective of the same problem. I don't know what you think. I agree with Tim in this principle. Any comments? So we like it. We leave it.
I think it's a good statement.
Yeah, me too. The other one, there may not be an existing designation of regions that will satisfy this principle. However, reviewing existing designations will be helpful and may serve as a basis upon which to build.
So that part there is kind of another relevant one, right?
Yes, I totally agree. And I agree with both. Perhaps this second one would go with the one about flexibility. What do you think?
Yeah, it seems like it's kind of wrapped up in the earlier principles we talked about, right, for the most part. So.
Okay, I agree with Tim. And then there is another principle sent by Tim. No, this is sent by Chuck. Existing users should not be inordinate. Oh, this is very difficult from English. Inordinately disenfranchised of the goal. Sorry, for the goal of fairly representing user groups who are not yet active and may not be able to effectively participate in the near term. I have some questions, Chuck, that I would like to ask you. When you say effectively participate, and what do you really mean? And not yet active and effectively participate. This is something that I don't really get.
Well, let me oversimplify it just to illustrate. What I'm getting at is that we you know, work could be done to say, hey, you know, the majority of future users of the Internet should be represented much more strongly. And so let's say that 70% of the users of the Internet are in developing parts of the world, mm-hmm. and because they make up such a big proportion of the potential users, our geographic region should reflect that, and therefore, you know, 70% of the geographic region should come from those parts of the world. and therefore the rest of the world, which currently makes up the current usage of the internet, should only have 30% representation, and so you basically disenfranchise those who are going to be most impacted in the near term by the policy decisions that are made. And so what I'm getting at here, there needs to be, you can't just look at the future if in fact that 70% area is not yet well organized and well represented. That could allow easy capture by a few people, and so you have to keep in mind the impact on existing well-represented user groups at the same time while you're trying to bring in the new, and you shouldn't ignore either one.
Okay, I understand.
I understand what you're trying to say, Chuck, and I think it's a good point. Perhaps the problem is a phrase where you say be able to effectively participate, because then you're saying, well, possibly somebody could say, so if you're poor, you're not considered. If we change that by something which says something like involved as active stakeholders, may not be able to be involved. No, let's leave be able out of it. May not be involved as active stakeholders. Perhaps that might cover your.
I'm fine with
your
that.
Point.
Yeah.
So you're saying really people will not be actively involved. You're not saying why they would be, or they might,
We also need to relate it more back to regional selection, don't we, somehow?
Probably, yeah.
Perhaps what we're saying is that if ICANN regions are to be based on current internet usage, then a review mechanism will be necessary as usage changes or something like that. Is that?
That's good. Yeah.
Line
oh,
line?
Could you repeat it, Philip? ICANN regions are to be based on current.
If ICANN regions reflect current internet usage.
Current internet
usage.
Yeah.
Then there will need to be regular revision as regional usages change.
Revisions
of the regions as regional usages change.
As users of the internet change?
Yeah, as regional usage changes.
If ICANN regions reflect current internet usage, then there will need to be regular revisions of the regions as regional users changes. That's it. It is the same that we wanted to say. Existing user system.
I don't know if I'd vote for that.
If I can reason to reflect current
internet usage, it sounds like a catchphrase.
Then there will need to be regular revisions. I want to recall on what Tony said and see how could that what Chuck suggested could be rewritten. Existing users should not be inordinately disenfranchised for the goal of fairly representing user groups who are not involved as active stakeholders. That's what you said?
Yeah. You need to leave it yet,
Olga. To effectively participate in near term. I like it. I like the... Involved as active stakeholder instead of not yet active.
Yeah, but you need to leave the word yet, I think.
Yes.
I would leave that.
So, Olga, I thought my suggestion, unless I got it wrong, was attempting to capture the same idea that Chuck had made in that statement. It was a replacement, not an addition.
I know, it's a replacement.
Yeah, but
I think that's my point. I think that they are different. they're different issues.
Well, then I don't understand the first issue. My apologies. What are we saying?
Okay, one of the things, I think it's a fair goal that regional diversity, however we end up defining it, needs to accommodate future users of the internet. And what I'm saying is in achieving that goal, we can't just totally forget those who are users now. Okay, so don't disenfranchise existing users in an effort to enfranchise the future users. They're both important goals.
Okay, well then ICANN regions should enfranchise both current and future users.
That's good.
Could you repeat that, Philip?
ICANN regions should enfranchise both existing and future users.
Should enfranchise the existing?
Both existing.
Those.
And future users.
That's much simpler than what I said.
What you say, Tony? You like it?
That's a good choice, Philip.
Okay.
Nobody could object to that. Yeah.
Should enfranchise those existing and future users.
Yeah. It may be impossible to achieve, but hell, we're doing principles. I'm not doing.
Philip's always much better at wording things than I am.
Oh, yes, you're right.
Yeah. Philip, you should have been an ambassador.
Yeah.
Okay. Tim sent some comments about this principle sent by Chuck. Perhaps you want to comment something, Tim, or you're comfortable with this wording?
I'm confident. I'm fine with that wording. The only other part of my comment that I don't know if they need to be fit in here or not.
I can read them from you if you want.
I've got them in front of me here from your document. Maybe what I'm thinking of is in a different. I think I'm good at that. I think the other point I had will come later.
But there is an element that flowed from your comment and my comment in response and so forth, and it comes back to what Philip's alternative suggested. This whole idea of it being dynamic and needing ongoing review is a good principle, but it's something separate.
Are we looking at the comments on the side sidebar here also?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Because I think Tim's made a couple of very good points here.
This is why I wanted to point that he made relevant comments on the list, and I didn't want to avoid commenting on them.
I think we captured, didn't we, Tim?
Yeah. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Right.
But this whole idea that Philip was getting at, that as the whole dynamics of the internet change, this concept of we don't want to lock geographical region things in without some review on an ongoing basis, I think makes sense. Isn't that a good principle?
Yeah, I would think so. I think that just this is where it seems to make sense to review them today. I don't another 3 years down the road or so. I mean, I think it might be worth looking at again if things change.
I think it's a very good point, since we'll probably all be speaking Chinese in 5 years.
That's very likely.
So we should which text we should include as another principle.
ICANN regions should be reviewed with appropriate regularity. How about that?
Oh, could you repeat that, Philip?
ICANN regions should be reviewed with appropriate regularity.
That works.
With appropriate?
Yeah, regularity.
Okay.
And we'll leave appropriate to be determined by the community-wide group.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The last part of the sentence, could you repeat it?
With appropriate regularity.
Yeah, but then you said something. You want to add it to the sentence?
Oh, no, that was
okay.
Just for us.
Okay, so we have two sentences, two principles. ICANN regions should enfranchise those existing and future users, and then ICANN should be ICANN regions for them. Regions should be reviewed with appropriate regularity. We like that? Okay. And then we have a principle sent by Tim, which I like. And then there were some exchanges of opinions in the list between. And just I would like to clarify it to you, Philip. Tim said sufficient outreach should be undertaken to understand as fully as possible the varying views, concerns, and interests of users and residents around the world. And I think that Philip raised a very interesting issue, that it for doing a huge task of investigating which are the needs and views, it may be extremely expensive and costly. What I really wanted to say, what I tried to express in the list, is that I see outreach as a vision in the long term. As far as I see, I can outreach activities, at least in some areas, some regions of the world, like Latin America, is mainly focused on CCTLD's activities. And then there, I see that it's there is some weakness in communicating all the relevance of all the issues related with ICANN actions to the whole community. And then I see outreach as a vision and as a long-term process, not as a study made, which could be, I'm sure it will be very expensive, and it will say what we all know, that there are some different visions or opinions and diversity that should be reflected. This is what I wanted to express, Philip. I don't know if you understand my point. And
yes, I do.
This statement.
I agree with it completely. I didn't quite see the relevance to determining regions, though. That was my only concern.
This is why I Tim Warding.
Yes, this is Tim. I have no objection if it just doesn't really fit, but maybe it could be combined with the principle we just did with reviewing the regions. At appropriate intervals, and then state them to that end, ICANN should continue outreach to understand as fully as possible the concerns and interests of users and residents around the world.
Yep, that makes sense.
I like it. Could you repeat it, please, Tim, so I can write it down?
Right after, I can't remember exactly how we worded that principle, but right after the principle, or as the second sentence to the principle,
yes.
That says
ICANN regions should be reviewed with appropriate regularity.
And then, and to that end, ICANN should continue its outreach to understand as fully as possible the varying views, concerns, and interests of users.
Continue its outreach.
Yes.
To
understand.
Understanding.
And then it's the same phrase you've got there already, Olga.
Sorry?
And then Tim suggesting the same phrase you've got there already.
Yeah, so that's the to understand and just the rest of my sentence there.
Okay. To understand as fully as possible the varying views. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I copy it. Okay, we like it. Are we okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Fine.
Do we need to go through the comments sent by Tim or by Philip? I think we are okay with this wording, right?
Yeah, I don't think we necessarily need to say this in principle. I was just making the point for our own purposes, really, and understanding how we've got to where we are at.
Great. So we go to our last principle.
Trying to fire that
Olga?
Kind of out.
Yes, sorry.
Group a little bit.
Yes, I'm sorry. This is Tony Harris. I have to leave the call. I'm traveling in a while.
Oh, if you'll excuse me, please.
Okay, Tony, have a good trip back to Uruguay.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow.
Thanks, Tony.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, Tony. I'm sorry. I think that there was someone saying something to me, and I didn't hear.
Well, this was just—it was just Tim. I was just acknowledging Philip's point, so we didn't really need to discuss it. That doing this kind of outreach as a part of this right now, as a part of this redefining regions, would be just a little bit out of capabilities or the scope of what's practical. So I'm disagreeing with that. So.
Okay. So we have our. Principle, in at least in my document, the value of any individual selected from a geographic region is proportional to the degree to which that person represents interest of that region. This was sent by Chuck, and then there are some comments sent by there is something, some other comments sent by Tim that I included in the last moment yesterday night, that I think that perhaps there should be another principle. He says any geographic requirements on constituencies in selecting councillors or on the GNSO in selecting board members should be measured by citizenship only. And this, please, Tim, could you clarify this to me? Because I don't understand exactly what you mean by citizenship.
Well, in other words, you know, Chuck's principle, I think, is good. I agree with that. But what I was trying to get to is that trying to impose principles on the GNSO council or on the constituencies first in selecting councillors or on the council in selecting board members, that they have to select a board member that has some degree of, that can show some degree of representing the interests of a region that they're from, I think is too much to ask. And that if there is geographic diversity required by required of the councilor selected or of the board member selected by the GNSO, that it should only relate to the citizenship, because that's really all we can practically get to. And so to go deeper than that and trying to determine, you know, to try to find representatives for the council or that we select for the board that truly represent the interests of the regions they're from in some way, I think is beyond our abilities. I mean, my personal feeling is that having any sort of requirement on either is irrelevant, and that, you know, it's more of a nominating committee kind of thing. But I can understand, you know, wanting to at least have some kind of diversity of citizenship, but it shouldn't go any further than that. I don't know if I cleared it up or made it more complicated, but.
Philip, yeah. I mean, I think, I mean, from a practical perspective, I think I probably agree with it. I mean, I think the current test in the bylaws is citizenship, isn't it? If I remember correctly.
I think so. Right.
And it's probably the only practical way you can do that. I mean, whatever system you have, if it's purely residence in a region or purely citizenship, they can be abused. We could have, you know, if you're looking at it from the council's perspective, for citizenship, you could have a Japanese, a Brit, and a U.S. person who are all Washington-based lobbyists, and they'd qualify for diversity. But, you know, hey, if you have it purely regions, you could have three New York-born people in three different countries of the world, so it doesn't help you either. So I think, you know, you've got to choose one or the other, and I think I agree with Tim that citizenship is probably the simplest to define and the most likely to be the best test for diversity, which is the objective we're seeking.
And I don't disagree with that. In fact, Tim's thoughts made me think that, and of course, forgive me for going into the GNSO specifically now with regard to the proposed new structure, but it made me think that the NOMCOM seats that we're recommending on the GNSO Council could be an effective way of getting some geographic diversity in cases where some of us, like the registries, for example, have difficulty in some regions. And I also agree that in the case of a NOMCOM nominee, they could look a little more closely at selecting people that would, you know, have a reasonable chance of representing that particular community and their interests and so forth than we could do in our individual constituencies. So I think Kim's onto something here that may be useful. It may be a separate principle or a sub-principle or something.
I think that it should go as a separate principle. This is what I thought when I read it as a comment. Could we? And I have a question about. Could you write it as a principle, Tim, and send it to me, or we can try to figure out something right now? What do you think?
Well, wouldn't just the first sentence there?
Any geographic requirements on constituencies in selecting councillors on the GNSO and selecting board members should be measured by citizenship only there?
Yeah, is that... I'm not sure how else I might reword it.
Okay.
So I'm open to other ideas. But.
Okay, I can include the sentence and perhaps we could refine it afterwards in exchanging some comments. And I have a question, Chuck, about the...
This is Tim, can I just... again,
sure.
I just want to interject that isn't... But I don't intend that to oppose Chuck's principle. What I intended was that I think Chuck's principle is good and it applies... but should not apply to the GNSO selecting counselors or board members. But just want to make that clear.
And in this case, it's a case, I think, where it is useful to be specific and make reference to the GNSO. In other cases, I've kind of said, well, maybe we should broaden that. But I think you're right, Tim, that in this particular case, it's good to be specific. With regard to the GNSO, the citizenship requirement, it probably makes sense. Except maybe for nominating committee selections.
Right.
Okay, so I will include it as a principle. Chuck, I have a question about your principle, which I agree. My only concern is that you say the value of any individual selected from a geographic region is proportional to the degree of to which that person represents interests of that region. Who would say which interest this person represents? I mean, it's a business person, it's a community person, it's a white community person, it's a government. You see my point?
Yeah, and that's why Tim got me thinking that in the nominating committee would do that in the case of nominating committee representatives. So the answer to your question in the case of the nominating committee. With regard to the nominating committee, that's the answer. In the case of individual constituencies that are selecting representatives, they would be the ones that do that. The point is that just selecting, and I agree that probably the best practical way to do this is based on citizenship. But if my principle is considered, I'm not suggesting. Some rigid mechanisms where we check representativeness. But it is a good principle to follow in terms of selecting representatives that, hey, to the extent that we have the ability within our constituencies, we should look a little bit beyond just citizenship, even though that's going to be the primary criterion that we use, you know, to the extent that we can select people that are good representatives of the interests of that region. The ultimate goal of geographic diversity is better met.
Okay.
Mine's I think this is a very idealistic principle, but one that's it's good to keep in mind. It's very easy to comply with the letter of geographic diversity without accomplishing the goals of geographic diversity. But it is ideal, and I'm not suggesting a rigid mechanism for enforcing it.
Yeah, I agree with the objective here. In fact, the statement has phrased at the moment the value of, etc. To my mind, is less of a principle and more a statement of truth. And how we turn that into a principle in terms of application, we may need to think about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you're suggesting a different wording, Philip?
Well, yeah, I think, as it's written, what Chuck is saying, to my mind, is a statement of fact. And what we need to do is to think how we want to apply that fact if we're going to say, we're either going to say something, very loose, like, we hope that good selections will be made, bearing in mind that, or we want to make it more rigid. I'm not quite sure where we want to go with it, but... I think we need to
think about it a little bit first.
Yeah, we need to turn it into something that makes it an outcome rather than just a statement of the state of the world.
Okay, great. We get to the end of the document. What I will do now is to prepare a new document with the principles that we agreed on, and about the grouping in categories, what do you think would be the next steps to follow? Do you want to do that now? In fact, I have a document that I would like to work on, because I have different things I've been reading, and I would like to work in a cleaner version that should work on. So I'm not sure if I could follow this document, so saying in which category each principle goes into, unless that you have been following also the changes in the text.
Well, Olga, have a go at that. I think before when we started off, we identified what three broad groups of principles: functioning, the new group, the review of regions, anything to do with change of regions, and the third was relevance. Have a go and see if they fit, and then we can all make comments, and if we need to move something around or suggest a fourth category, we can do that when we see the list.
Now, a question for Rob. Rob, as you're still on, I assume.
I am.
Yeah, and to the extent that Olga would like assistance in terms of doing this, I think you're available as staff support as well. Is that correct?
That is correct. Available, happy, and willing.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Just say the word, Olga, at any point.
What I would like to do now is to work on a new document with all the principles that we have agreed and the new text, and maybe send it to the list. And perhaps, Rob, you could help me. What I could do, if you all agree, with Rob, we could go through a first division into categories, and then review it with you and the list. But if you, of course, agree in this idea.
I think it'd be fine if you and Rob work together in the next couple of days to pull something together, and then you can send something out to the list. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I agree completely. Sounds like a great idea.
Okay, and then we could meet on next Monday with cleaner document and with the grouping in different categories, and maybe we can review that document through the call. And I have a question: which is the outcome of our working group? It's a document, it's principles with an introduction. How do you see the final document structure?
Remarkably short, clear, and concise.
Okay.
And it's probably going to have the three sections that with the principles or statements within each one. I think it is going to be be short and direct. It will start off by answering the primary question.
Yes.
And then add the additional information.
Great. Okay. So me and Rob will be drafting this document. We will send it to the list in 2 or 3 days, and we will meet next Monday at the same time. Okay.
Sounds good.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Olga.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.